Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the last words of the narrow line. The Gemara in the previous shir, we discussed the sugya of Reicha Milsehi. Does Reicha, does a vapor, have any role in Halacha? Amar Rav Meri, Sir Rav Meri says, Ketanoi. Actually, the machlokes that we learned, the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava, Reicha Milsehi, Reicha Lav Milsehi. Abaye's opinion was the Reicha Milsehi. Rava's opinion was the Reicha Lav Milsehi. Suggests Rav Mari is actually a machlokes tanon, because it says in a braisa, Haroi de paschama, if somebody takes off warm bread out of the oven, v'nosna pi chavis shal yayin shal truma, and he puts that warm bread on top of a barrel of truma wine. Remeya oiser. Remeya says that that bread becomes oser, that that bread obtains the status of truma because of the vapor of the truma going into the bread. Rabbi Yehuda mater. And Rabbi Yossi mater b'shal chitin v'oser b'shal soirim. Rabbi Yossi says it's fine by wheat. By wheat it won't absorb, and by soirim it will absorb. Barley has in it the characteristic that it absorbs, says the Gemara. How do we understand, it seems, the Machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda? My Labah HaKamilfagi. The Masover, Rameya's of the opinion, Reicha Milsehi, and therefore the bread absorbs the vapor of the Truma wine, and that's why the bread is considered like Truma. Or Masover, Rabbi Yehuda is obviously of the opinion, the Reich of Love Klumhi, and therefore, even though the bread is put on top of the barrel of wine, it doesn't make a difference. So here we clearly have Rameyer holding the Reich of Milsehi. So, says the Gemara, L'Rava, Rava, who as we learned in the previous year extensively, is of the opinion that Reicha Lav Milsa, Rava Vade Tanahi. According to Rava, Rava's opinion can never be consistent with Rameya's opinion. Rava, who says Reicha Lav Milsi, and Rameya, who clearly holds Reicha Milsa, cannot travel together. And clearly, according to Rava, we have a Machloikas Tanoim of Reicha Milsihi or Reicha Lav Milsihi, and Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Reicha Lav Milsihi. But, says the Gemara, Labaya, according to Abaya, are we forced to say also, Milem Tanaihi, that it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and Abaya agreeing with Rameya and not with Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Amlach Abaya, says to Abaya, Lav mi itmala, did we not have Rabbi Bechara Amar Shlokish tell us that a paschama, if it's warm bread, the chavis psucha, and it's an open barrel, the rehakla sura. Because since you have the bread being warm and the barrel being open, it's very easy for the bread, the circumstances are completely set up for the bread to absorb the vapor of the yayin, and even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that that bread will become truma. But past soinenis, if the bread is cold, the chavas magufa and the barrel is closed, there the rehakum materis, everybody will hold it's fine. Because even Rameya, who holds Reicha Milsa, when you don't have any of the conditions set up for the reyach to go into the bread is cold, the barrel is closed, we won't say Reicha Milsa. Loi Nechleku says Rabbi Babachana, and Abaya clearly agreeing with that. Loi Nechleku el paschama v'chavis magufa. If we have the bread indeed hot, but the barrel closed, or past soinenis v'chavis psucha, a cold bread, but the barrel is open. And Rameya is going to hold that that is enough of a condition for the reyach to be absorbed by the bread. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold it's just not enough. But not, says Abaya and Rabbi Bechana, that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the concept of Reicha Milsa. Certainly, they say that he agrees with the concept of Reicha Milsa, just The conditions have to be met. V'had dinami, and the issue that we discussed, Sarabaya, is like a pascham v'chavas psucha, that everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds Reichem Milsa. And therefore, Abaya, based on Rama Babachana's explanation of the machloikus of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, can say that his position is not only consistent, obviously, with the opinion of Rameya, but it is also consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. Obviously, point out the Rishonim that Rava will not agree with Rabbi Babachana's explanation of the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Because, as we just said, according to Rabbi Babachana Amar Reish Lakish's explanation of the machlokes, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda hold Reichem Milsa. So it turns out that all Tanoim hold Reichem Milsa. Rava, as we have been learning, holds the Reicha Lav Milsa. So Rava would be left without a Tana to hang his hat on. It must be that he doesn't explain the Machloikis as Rabbi Balchana does. He explains the Machloikis very simply. Rameya holds Reicha Milsa, Rabbi Yehuda holds Reicha Lav Milsa, and he, Rava, agrees, as we said a few moments ago, with Rabbi Yehuda. We begin now, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the sugya of Nois Talmud Begam. So the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah said, Zeh klal kosh ba'anos ba'nois tam. Whenever you have a situation that this tam, and the tam is a tam moshvach, it's a good tam, it's osur, but it's a nois Talmud Begam. The Mishnah's example was when vinegar falls on hat, when vinegar falls on greasin, when vinegar falls on beans, then it's a nice time of gam, and a nice time of gam is mutter. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Hochi Hilkosa. That indeed the halach is the nice time of gam is mutter. Of course, there are two ways of understanding what is the situation that we have a nice time of gam. One is the situation where the food that, or the item that we're discussing is pogum. But the Gemara is going to really focus more on a scenario where something usr falls into something mutter, but when you have this mixture, it creates a tam pogum, and the Gemara is teaching us that tam pogum is not usr. And that is indeed the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, the nice tam of gam is mutter. Before Hashem ask, of course nice tam of gam is mutter. Our Mishnah that we just quoted a moment ago said nice tam of gam is mutter with nobody arguing. So why would we think that halacha is not that way? So one teretz I saw is that the nois tam gam being mutter is a chiddush. At the end of the day, we're dealing with something that's osur. So to say nois tam gam under such circumstances is a chiddush, and that's why Shmuel had to say, indeed, that is the halacha. Another pshat, we're mitzvah I'm going to learn later in our shir, on Amud Beis, there are mayors of the opinion that nois tam gam is osur, and therefore, Yehuda Mishmul has come to teach us we don't follow the opinion of Rameya. Rather, the halacha is the nice time of gam is mutter. Now, as I said, the Mishnah, when it gave an example of nice time of gam, spoke about vinegar falling on beans. Qualifies the Gemara that situation that it's considered a nice time of gam. Vam of Yehuda Mishmul. It's only if the vinegar fell on hot beans. When vinegar falls on hot beans, it's a tam pogum, and as we're learning, that's tam gam is mutter. Very fundamental machloikus rishonim, that when we speak about nois tam gam, does it have to be completely pogum, totally something that's inedible, or if gam kaldahu, it's something that is not appetizing, is enough to be considered a nice tal b'gam. Avil, says the Gemara, nafla toich recent soinanim, if the vinegar fell on cold beans, versichon, and then they warmed up, nasu k'meshe tshbiach l'psoi pogam, it's considered like a situation where it was a tam l'shvach, and once it's tam l'shvach, even if ultimately it becomes pogam, and it's osur. V'kein, ki osur rovin amur rabba b'bachana, when is it considered a situation, nois tam gam? It's only when it fell on warm beans, Ava nochlul tagris and soyrinin, if when the vinegar fell on cold beans, verisichon, and then they're made warm, nasakishmishal of zbiach lipsai pogum, for asr. So the Mepharshim explain why, if it's a situation where it was a nice tam mishvach, and then it turned around and became a nice tam begam, does it remain asr? So the simplest explanation is because we have a rule in halacha, a concept of chaticha nasas nevela. And once something becomes asr, it remains asr permanently. And even though there are rishonim that suggest that the entire concept of chaticha nasas nevela is limited to bas b'chalav, that doesn't prevent the rishonim from saying that the concept that lies behind chaticha nasas nevela, that once something becomes asr, it permanently remains asr, is applicable here too. Taisus and Rishonim also discuss what does the Gemara use with the word Nasa Kamisha Shbiach Lepsoi Pogam? What does the Gemara mean Nasa Kamisha Shbiach Lepsoi Pogam? The Gemara said this is a situation of Shvach Lepsoi Pogam and a Shbiach Lepsoi Pogam is Mutter. Says Taisus, really what the Gemara here is discussing is not the perfect way of how to prepare the beans. The Gemara is saying that what happened here was that it fell on the beans when they were cold, and then the beans were cooked. The right way to do it is really to cook the beans, then wait for them to cool down, and then pour the vinegar on it. The Gemara is teaching us that even though you didn't do it the perfect way, again, the perfect way when it's first cooked and then cold, you reverse the order. First you pour on it cold and then cooked it. It's still not enough to be considered a tam pogum, and therefore it's asr. Another pshat, which will open up a very important issue, is as follows. What happened here was that he poured it on the beans when they were cold. And then they warmed up the beans. And as we've been learning, when you cook the beans with vinegar on them, you have a tam pogum. Even though that's ultimately what you're going to do, because you can't eat raw beans. You have to cook the beans. So it's for sure that you're going to cook it. Doesn't change the halacha. Nasik mi. We don't look at the future. The halacha is that now it's shvach. Now it's a nice time of shvach. And if the vinegar is non-kosher vinegar, as we've been discussing, wine vinegar, this mixture becomes asr and it remains asr no matter what happens down the road. However, what about if reverse situation. You have a situation, which is what really is a case of our Gemara, if we think about it, where you have a tam pogum, because the beans were poured on, the vinegar was poured on hot beans, but then when the beans cool down, it's going to be a nice tam l'shvach. What is the halacha if you start with a nice tam l'gam, and it turns in ultimately into a nice tam l'shvach? What is the rule? So there are some Rishonim that are of the opinion it's mutter. Once it's nice to tell him, gone, it's mutter and it remains mutter no matter what happens down the road. Most Rishonim and Paiskim disagree. And they feel that if it starts off as a nice and tam lebgam, but when it will become l'shvach, the Isser kicks in. The only question is how to look at that rule. That is basically the halacha. Question is, when does that halacha apply? Because if that is halacha all the time, how do we understand our Gemara? So there's a number of approaches in the Rishonim. One approach in the Rishonim is that it's only mutter, and that's the Pashto Pshat, that it, as long as it's pogum, it's mutter, and when it's glabi l'shvach, it's asr. There are other Rishonim that make the following dichotomy. They say, if it's going to be turned into l'shvach, if it's going to turn in l'shvach by itself, it doesn't require any human intervention, just time itself will cause it to be nice tam l'shvach, then it's also ready now. Because it's going to be l'shvach by itself. If, however, it requires human intervention to make it a nice tam l'shvach, so until it actually is a nice tam l'shvach, it remains mutter. Another point that some Rishonim suggest is and I alluded to this earlier in the shiur, there are different degrees of pogum. There's a concept of pogum, and there's a concept in halacha called nisrach. Nisrach means that it's totally spoiled. When something is nisrach, totally rancid, then it doesn't make a difference that it's a nice talent gam, and afterwards it's going to be shvach. Since at this point it's rancid, it's mutter and remains mutter forever. Whereas, if it's only pogum, not nisrach, it's spoiled, but not rancid, there we have a situation where it's now pogum, but it's going to ultimately be lishvach, there it's already osur at this earlier stage too. Continues the Gemara. V'kein ki osur Ravdimi. Ravdimi says the same rule. It makes a difference if the vinegar falls on hot beans, on cold beans. And says the Gemara, v'kach hoya oisim ba'arvi shabosis. Erev Shabbos, their minig b'tzipori in the city of Tzipori was that they would prepare beans this way, meaning the proper way of doing it, as we learned earlier, is to cook the beans, then wait for them to cool down, and then pour vinegar on them. And this dish was called Karnas HaShechlayim. It was called Shechlayim. It was a special dish that they served for Shabbos. In fact, the Paiskim say that this is one of the Gemaras that is a proof that for Shabbos, there's supposed to be a special dish prepared to cover Shabbos. Their special dish was Shechlayim. In Ashkenazi circles, the special dish is Kugel. But you have to have a special dish, which is a Shabbos de Gemil. In fact, just for a moment to discuss, why? Because that's included in the concept of Oinig Shabbos. So the Paiskim ask, Oinig Shabbos is a din, is a mitzvah. So why, when we eat a Suda on Shabbos, don't we make a bracha for the Oinig Shabbos, for the mitzvah of Mekayim Oinig Shabbos? There are Paiskim that suggest we actually do. That when we make Kiddush, or we make the bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos, that is part of what we're making a bracha on. We're making a bracha on the Suda Shabbos and the Oinig Shabbos. There's some Paiskim that want to suggest, just like there's a question, why don't we make a bracha on the Dalet Kaisis by the Seder? And the answer they give is, because since the Dalet Kaisis, you can't drink all four Kaisis at the one time. On the contrary, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch Paskas that way says, Shosun v'vas achas lo yotza. If you drank all four Kaisis at one time, you weren't yotza the mitzvah. So whatever you have a mitzvah, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah all at one time, you don't make a bracha. It's a difficult teretz, because you can't compare the situation of the Sudas on Shabbos to Dal Kaisis. Dal Kaisis, all four Kaisis, are one mitzvah. Suda Shabbos, each Suda is a separate mitzvah. So then we come back to our question, why don't we make a bracha on the Suda Shabbos? So I saw some answers, a few other answers. One answer is that you never make a bracha on something that it's not obvious what you're doing is a mitzvah. In other words, if you take dalaminim, it's obvious what you're doing is a mitzvah. People don't necessarily shake dalaminim unless they want to be mekayim a mitzvah. People don't sit in a sukkah unless they want to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. But people eat. And therefore, since what you're doing is not obvious that it's an act of mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Another pshat is that, and two more pshatim, very similar pshatim. The mitzvah, when you make a, what? So matzah is not, you normally don't eat matzah. People don't normally eat matzah, especially under the conditions that the whole Seder takes place. And that's indeed maybe why you don't make a bracha on matzah the whole Pesach. Because even if it's a mitzvah, but it's not obvious that it's a mitzvah. Another answer is that you don't make a bracha on something that the goal is, that the mitzvah is not the action, but the mitzvah is what's behind the action. The mitzvah of Shabbos, of eating a Shabbos, the mitzvah is not to eat. The mitzvah is to have an Oinig Shabbos. How does one typically come to Oinig Shabbos? By having a nice meal. But the meal is only a means of to a goal. In other words, by dalaminim, the mitzvah is to take in the dalaminim. It's not anything else. Whereas by Suda Shabbos, the mitzvah is not the Suda. What's the Raya? The Raya is, that the Gemara says, and that's the Halacha, if somebody enjoys fasting, somebody has a bad dream. And for him, fasting is an also, so he shouldn't eat. If meat eating in itself was a mitzvah on Shabbos, then how could he fast? It's a proof that the mitzvah is not the eating. The mitzvah is the oinig that comes from the eating. And therefore, where the mitzvah is not the act, it's only what's the act leads up to, you don't make a bracha. Along the same lines, others explain, you don't make a bracha where you're going to eat. For who says you're going to enjoy the meal? So you ate, you make a bracha, and then you didn't enjoy your meal. So how did you, it turns out to be a bracha levatala. Or maybe you really didn't think about an Oynik Shabbos. And therefore, you're going to end up having made a bracha levatala. And that's why Chazal say, don't make a bracha on Suda Shabbos. We're getting back to Masechta Avodah Zarah, Noistam Gam. Amr Reish Lakish, Noistam Gam Sh'amru. When Chazal said that Noistam Gam is mutter, Loi Shiyar Mekuderizu Chaser Melech. Yisera Melech. That's too much, too little salt, too much salt. Chaser Tavlin, Yisera Tavlin. Or has too little spice, or too much spice. Ella, Kosh Ein Chaser Klum, Vein and the Chaser Pneizel. Rishayim worked very hard in explaining what Reish Lakish means. What Reish Lakish is saying is as follows. Sometimes you have a dish that isn't prepared properly. It has too much salt, it has too little salt, it has too much spice, too little spice. So you're starting off with a bad situation. Now, because you're starting off with a bad situation, the dish really isn't prepared properly, you add this ingredient, let's use Al Gemara, you add this vinegar, this non-kosher vinegar. So given that you have a dish that wasn't prepared well, and you add this bad whip, this non-kosher vinegar, the vinegar gives a tampogum. However, were the dish prepared properly, it wouldn't give a tampogum. Says Reish Lakish, that even though it is a tampogum, we don't consider it a tampogum. Because it's not inherently tampogum, it's only a tampogum because of extraneous circumstances. And you can't call that a nice talent gum. That's the first version of Reish Lakish. The second version of Reish Lakish, Ikad Amri, Amr Reish Lakish, Nas Talm Gam Sha'amru. When we speak about nice talent, Aim Armizu Kaderizu Chaseira Melech, Yaseir Melech, Chaseira Tavlin, Yaseir Tavlin. We don't say, well, you know why it's a tampogum? Because of the other outside influences. Too much salt, too little salt, too much spice, too little spice. El Hashta. We have to look at the current situation. And if we have a situation where you have a tampogum, even though it only became a tampogum because of these outside influences, hashta mia pogma, right now you have a tampogum, and nois tampogam is mutter. And indeed, as we're going to learn on Amud Beis, we paskin like this version. And according to Reish Lakish, we look at the here and now. And if right now it's a tampogum, it's awesome. It's mutter. Rav Akiva Eiger gives us a very good piece of advice. What to do. He says, let's look at the situation. He says, we have a situation where the dish doesn't have enough salt. And because the dish doesn't have enough salt, when I pour on the non-kosher vinegar, I have a tampogum. So what should I do? Says Rav Akiva Eiger, to save the dish. Because once I put on enough salt, says Rav Akiva Eiger, going back to what we discussed earlier in this year, so now it's going to be a tam shvach. It's going to have a good taste. And once I have a good taste, we said even though if it's pogum or b'soifa shbiach, it's aser. So what should I do? Says Rav Akiva Eiger, beautiful aitza. He says, what I should do is make sure to have enough heter included in the dish before I add the salt. Now I don't have a problem bittul is l'chatchila, because it's not osur. When it's pogum, it's not osur. So I should be mevatel the tam, the osur, the vinegar, by putting on mutter the ingredients. It's mutter to do that, because there's no problem bittul is l'chatchila when it's not osur yet. Now it's tam pogum, and then add the salt. Continues the Gemara. Amar Vu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol she'tamim ha'masha, whenever you have a situation, this way Rashi explained the Gemara. This is Pashup Shad Gemara. I have a food that's kosher, and mixed into this food are non-kosher pieces of non-kosher ingredient, like in a loaf. I could get malchus. That means if I have here this mixture of kosher food and non-kosher food, the non-kosher food is real pieces of non-kosher food. If there's enough non-kosher food here that I eat a kazayis b'chtei achilas pras, then it's considered that I ate machol sasuris, and I would get malchus. What is kazayis b'chtei achilas pras? Many different opinions in the achroinim. Some Sofa says, Kadei Achilles Pras is 9 minutes. Balatanya says it's 8 minutes. Tzemach Tzedek says it's 7 minutes. Dorach HaShulchan says it's 3 to 4 minutes. The Michas Chinuch and the Magen Avraham say every food is different. Some foods you could eat quicker, so the shear is less. Some foods don't go down that quickly, the shear is longer. And also some people eat quicker and some people eat slower. The same as we say here regarding Malkus, the same goes the other way around, obviously. When there's a chiv to eat matzah, chiv to eat maror, other times when there's a chiv to eat, it's the same shear. To be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to eat the food, kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras. Not to say, somebody shouldn't walk away with the wrong impression, not to say that if I don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it's mutter. Because we know, as we've discussed numerous times, chatzi shear is awesome in a Torah. So even if you don't have the shear of a kezayis, maybe there isn't the oinish of malchus, but aveira exists even when there's less than a shear of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Continues the Gemara. Tam of Eloi Mamasha, Osir, Ve'en Loikin Olof. If you have Tam of Eloi Mamasha, here it's Osir Ve'en Loikin Olof. And we have a very big Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says that this Gemara is referring to a situation where we poured a liquid into a salad. Rashi gives two examples. Two words that are spelled the same way, but are not pronounced the same way. I poured liquid chalev, that's osir, onto a food, onto a solid food. Or I poured milk, liquid milk, onto meat. So I don't have a real substance here, because the liquid gets absorbed by the salad. So this is a situation of tamei v'lo mamashoi. And Rashi is teaching us, Rashi is saying what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, that even though it's obviously also to eat this food, but we don't have any real substance, again, because it got absorbed. And since it got absorbed, it falls into the category of what is called tam ki'ikr. And Rashi's opinion is that tam ki'ikr is only osa medrabonon. And since tam ki'ikr is only osa medrabonon, there's no din of malchus, because it's only osa medrabonon. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say that Rashi will agree that if you have a sheer kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of the liquid in the salad, he may agree that there is malchus. But there are other Rishonim, Tosfos and Derived, that disagree. And they say that tam ki'ikr is osa medaraisa. And over here, the reason why there's no malchus is only because you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But were you to have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, even though you don't have any substance left, it's not like the case that we discussed on Amud Aleph, there's no pieces of this, sir, it makes no difference. Tam ki'ikr is osa medaraisa. Very big machlokes Rishonim. Furthermore, Tosfos is particularly troubled that even if we follow Rashi's opinion, that tam ki'ikr is only osa medrabonon, not osa medaraisa, how could Rashi say that if you poured milk onto meat, that you're not usher? That's what the Torah says. That's what Basa B'chol means. And so Tais is saying that even if you hold tam kik is only usher medrabonon, clearly Basa B'chol is an exception to that rule, because that's what the Torah means. So how does Rashi say that that's mutter? And in fact, there's some that want to say that Rashi doesn't mean milk into meat. And Rashi doesn't use the word meat. But it's hard to understand any other way, Rashi, because otherwise what's wrong with the milk? So they want to say that Rashi doesn't mean non-meat milk. They want to say non-kosher milk that you pour onto vegetables. But Bas B'chol of Rashi would agree. Others say that Rashi is referring to a situation where it wasn't cooked together. When does the Torah say that Bas B'chol of, that even if you don't have substance of milk, you just have liquid milk falling into meat, it's osa medaraisa? Because by meat and milk, by Basim Chol, we say tam kicker, it's only when they were cooked together. Derech Bisho Asur Torah, when the meat and milk were cooked together. Here the meat and milk that Rashi is referring to is not that they were cooked together. You just poured meat, milk onto a piece of meat, and the meat absorbed the milk, even though it wasn't cooked together. So you don't have an Issa Deraisa, and you only have tam kikr. And Rashi holds that even by bas b'chalav, when they weren't cooked together, we don't say tam kikr. But it could well be that Rashi would agree that if it was cooked together, even by bas b'chalav is an exception to the rule, we say tam kikr. And Tosfos' question and Rashi is resolved. Continues the Gemara, v'im riba tam v'gam, if you put here, if the tam pogam is the majority, mutter. Says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yochanan clearly teaching us? The nice tam v'gam is mutter. Says the Gemara, if that's what he means to say, why doesn't he just say it? V'leim him, nice tam v'gam, that we have a situation, nice tam v'gam, it's mutter. Why does he say it in this way? Answers the Gemara, hok mashman. Afagav, the ikam milach rinus the pegah ba'adei. It's not that this ingredient, this mixture on its own is a tampogam. It's only a tampogam because of the outside circumstances, the case that we discussed earlier. You know why it's pogam? Because you have a food that wasn't prepared properly, too much salt, too much spice, too little spice. That doesn't change the reality that it's a tampogam, because we paskin, as we said we will, hichsa klishna basta rish lakish. And that's why he said it this way, without just saying, nois tam v'gam is mutter. Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, medivrei kulman nilmat, based on everything we've learned in today's shir, we can easily understand, nois tam v'gam is mutter. Amar Abaya, comments Abaya to Rav Kahana. Bishlam mekula, the fact that everybody here, that we've been speaking about their opinion, holds nois tam v'gam is mutter l'chai, clearly. Elder Rish Lakish, Amar Kamru. Let's understand what Rish Lakish did. Rish Lakish wasn't stating his own opinion. Rish Lakish was explaining the opinion, that there is opinion that holds nois tam v'gam is mutter. Now Rish Lakish comes to explain what are the circumstances where we say nois tam v'gam. It doesn't mean necessarily it doesn't mean that necessarily he subscribes to the concept of nois tam v'gam is mutter. Says the Gemara. Rav Kahana, obviously, something was bothering him. Something was directing him to make this statement. In other words, if you learn today's shir, you start with the Mishnah, you learn today's shir, it's pretty obvious that nois tam v'gam is mutter. We're going to soon see in a moment what the source for that halacha is. What forces Rav Kahana to start saying, well, maybe not everybody holds that way. Bechlal, obviously, and say that maybe even Reish Lakish doesn't hold nois tam v'gam is mutter. He's just explaining the opinion that holds nois tam v'gam is mutter. What happened here? Obviously, Bechlal, Dikla Man D'Omer, it's obvious that if Kahana knew that there is a Man D'Omer that holds nois tam v'gam is usur, and he wants to say, don't feel that everybody that we discussed today necessarily has to hold nois tam v'gam is mutter. Says the Gemara, where does he see that? Says the Gemara, in Vatanya. Here Vatanya is not a kasha. Vatanya is a raya. Brisa says, Echa nois tam v'gam v'echa nois tam shvach, whether it's a tam pogam or it's a tam shvach, osur. Divrei Remeya. Remeya holds it's osur. Rav Shimon Omer, the shvach osur v'gam mutter. So we see that this subject, a nois tam v'gam, mutter or osur, is actually a machloikis tanon. Where the Remeya holding nois tam v'gam is osur. Ask the Gemara, my tam Remeya, from where does Remeya learn that nois tam v'gam is mutter osur? Says the Gemara, gomer v'gi'ule of the kochavim. We all remember the parish in the Torah, a very important parish, which is the source for all hilchas kashering, how to kosherize your pots and pans. The Torah said that when Klal Yisrael went to war with Midian, and they got their pots and pans of the Midianim, the Torah says, anything that goes through Eish, Tavir Beish. In order to kasher it, you have to go through fire, which is known as the concept of Kabbalah Kapoltai. How is kashering accomplished? The way kashering accomplishes the way the non-kosher was absorbed, that's the way it's expelled. So if it was just used for cold, rinsing is enough. If it was used for cooking, so you have to, so to speak, cook it out. If it was used without any liquid, frying, you have to burn it out, otherwise known as libun. Now, the halacha is, says Rameya, not the halacha, the metzias, is that if there's an absorption in a wall of a pot, a blia. Every blia after 24 hours becomes pogum. So why did the Torah tell them to kasher the pots? By the time they got the pots and pans, it was past 24 hours from they were last used. And yet they have to kasher them. Obviously, gomer migiulei akum, giulei ayv de kachavim, navet dois talam gamu. Those pots, when they were instructed to kosherize them, weren't used for 24 hours. So we have a situation, nois talam gam, vos rechmana, and still the Torah said, you have to kosherize them, even though it's a tam pogum. So we see, hakanam leishno, that a nois talam gam is osur. Vidach. How does Rav Shimon defend himself? Rav Shimon, who holds nois talam gam is mutter, isn't the kosher, the din of kashering, a raya against him? Answered the Gemara of Hunabred of Chia. The pots that they were discussing were pots that were used. The loy lipgamhu. That they were not a nice talm gam. Which means as follows. Midai raisa, any pot that wasn't used for 24 hours, says Rav Shimon, doesn't need to be kosherized. Why does it need to be kosherized? Because it wasn't used for 24 hours and now it's not dumb gum. I, the Torah teaches us the parish of kashering, is talking about the pots that were used in the last 24 hours. What does that mean? Explain the Rishonim. Not every Midian person went to war. The men went to war. The women and children were left home. And they needed to eat when they were home. So they were cooking until the last moment. And that's why the pots were used. And those are the pots that the Torah teaches us to have to be kashered. Any other pot, indeed, doesn't have to be kashered, midaraisa. But I want to be very, very clear. Nobody should walk away with a misimpression from the shir. Even though we're saying that we're paskening, the nois talam gam is mutter, that doesn't mean that if you don't use your pot for 24 hours, and Rav Shimon now is telling us that after 24 hours, it's tam pogum, so you have a non-kosher pot, you could just go and use it without kashering. Chas v'sholom. Nois talam gam, what it means is, Chazal, this is the posh pshat, even after 24 hours, Chazal say we have to kasher the pots. But that's only midrabbanan. There's an interesting Ramban, before I just go a step further, that says the din that you have, it's a phenomenal Ramban, we don't normally find such Ramban. He says, the chiyuv to kasher a pot after 24 hours, even if it wasn't used for 24 hours, is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The only nafkamina between kashering before 24 hours and after 24 hours is he says that if you kashered it before 24 hours, the koshering is nothing and you have to re-kasher it. If you kasher it after 24 hours, you don't have to re-kasher it, which is a chiddush because we don't normally find in d'oraisas a nafkamina between lechatchila and medievet. Remeir, so now Rav Shimon has said that Geuli Akim is no longer raya because Geuli Akim was pots that were used. So it's still vidach kederi basyoyim nami efshet leipagum porta. A pot always becomes pogum, and since it always becomes pogum, and yet kashering is required, it's right that tam pogum doesn't mean anything. Rav Shimon, how does he defend himself against Rameya? He says until it's a real pegima, it's not a pegima, and therefore even though it indeed becomes pogum immediately after it's used, that pogum is not a real pogum until 24 hours, and those pots that would Torah tells us need to be kashered weren't used. Weren't not used for 24 hours. What is considered kederi bas yoima? Very important question. Because given that we just said a moment ago that you're not allowed to use, you're not supposed to kasher. The Ramban suggests even midaraisa. We don't pass them like the Ramban. But the halacha doesn't change that you're not supposed to kasher a pot for 24 hours. So posh pshat, it means 24 hours. But Rashi and many other Rishonim learn lina slayla. That if it wasn't used for the night, it's already good enough. Now the world, most poskim explain that Rashi is teaching us a kula. That if you didn't wait 24 hours, you only waited to let the night pass. That means you used the pot today, and then all tonight, and then you cleaned the pot, and then the pot wasn't used all night tonight. According to Rashi, and again, this is only with the Eved, you could kasher it tomorrow morning. That you don't need the 24 hours. So Rashi is teaching us a kula. But there are poskim that take a very interesting approach to what Rashi is saying. It's not that Rashi is teaching us a kula, that you don't need to wait 24 hours. If you let the night pass, it's enough. On the contrary, they say that it's the night that causes the begima. It's the night that causes the begima. Where would that be a problem? There are places in the world that during the summer there's no night. So if it's the night that causes the begima, you'll have 24 hours. But you need the night. And you don't have the night, it would be a question if you could kasher anything in those countries during that time. Another very important question. Our Gemara is teaching us that after 24 hours, it's a tam pogam. But the Rishonim debate, what does it mean that after 24 hours, it's a tam pogam? Doesn't mean, going back to the concept I discussed at the beginning of this year, after 24 hours, it's completely rancid. Or is pshat that it's not completely rancid. It's insignificant. The tam becomes not so significant that I could kasher. Where's the nafkamina? There are a number of nafkaminas lahaloch lamaisa. The first question is as follows. Let's say someone kasher a pat without waiting the 24 hours. If we say that it's rancid, so with the evidence, it's fine. But if you say it's not completely rancid, even after 24 hours, if you deliberately kashered, you mevat l'islachat chila. Where else is it relevant? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not supposed to kasher a chametz tzedek pat on Pesach. The question is why? If you haven't used this pat for 24 hours, so it's a tam pogam. The answer is because even a tam pogam does have some halachic significance. And since it has some halachic significance, so you're working with chametz on Pesach. And as we discussed many times, chametz is oster b'mashahu. That's why you're not supposed to kasher chametz to gepat on Pesach. One more place where it's relevant. The Achroinim Paskin. People aren't aware of this. The Achroinim Paskin. That you're not supposed to habitually take, let's say you have a dairy pot. You have a pot, you like it. So you want to use it for dairy and meat. You're not supposed to take a pot and kasher it back and forth and back. So Pashup Pshat, the reason is because you're going to get confused. If you're always kashering, you may get confused and forget. But some say that the reason is because what we just said. Because kashering always involves that there is still some time left. So if you have to do it, you have to do it. And the Torah gave us the approach how to do it. But it's preferable not to constantly rely on that. And therefore, to constantly go back and forth, kashering a pot should not be done.